Well, earlier this evening, I didn't necessarily want to recognize, but the reality is this was the 26th State of the Union I've heard since I began to serve Idaho in the United States Congress. And I would say this is a slightly different State of the Union than both I or those watching might traditionally expect. You heard tonight from a president who is strongly committed to where he is as it relates to our war on terrorism and freeing the world from the threat of the kind of terrorism that we have experienced and the rest of the world has. And he reminded us of the unique role we play because of our military, because of our beliefs, because of our power at the moment. I don't think he misused it in the way he handled it in any respect. I think he speaks to us as a leading world and one that has that responsibility. So I thought that was very positive. Beyond that, he really challenged us in the right direction, I think, to recognize where we are as a country, what our responsibilities are from a competitive world market and educating our children to allow us to continue to compete and be the great economic superpower we are, along with a military superpower, and challenged us in a bipartisan way to do so. He talked about the economy in the sense of energy and the important role that energy plays and the need to continue to enhance what we've already done, which is very positive and is beginning to work, but is long-term in nature. He talked about health care and the importance of that. He challenged us to reform Social Security and Medicare, two very valuable programs to our country, but two programs that if we don't reform them in the right direction will literally consume all of our federal budget as this large class of what we call baby boomers begin to hit in the next few years and grow very rapidly. I thought it was his strongest speech ever. It was short on rhetoric and very solid on substance, and he wanted to bring us together, as any president would, in a bipartisan effort to solve these problems.